Letterkenny Integrated Land Use and Transportation Study. I think that was carried out back in 2009. And the recommendation then was the erection of traffic signals at this junction. And that was recommended in 2009. That's 15 years ago. And as you're well aware yourself, you know, the volume of traffic in, coming into Letterkenny and going out of Letterkenny has certainly increased, I don't know, manyfold over that period of time. And if you consider, you know, this is just a mini roundabout. It's not much bigger, do you know, this side than a fried goose egg, to be honest, because you have two lanes coming in from the main street and from O'Donnell Park. You have two lanes coming in the Piers Road. You have a lane coming from Old Town, and you have the exit coming out of Dunstores. And you know, it's far too small. Now, as I did say, there've been no major accidents at the roundabout, thank God, but there've been numerous mini accidents and minor accidents. And it's amazing the number of people who have got on to me in relation to the near misses in that day, because just simply the mini roundabout is just it's not big enough. And as well as that, like, you know, for pedestrians, and especially pedestrians coming from the Piers Road, going over the Old Town Bridge or going into Dunstores, like, they're taking their lives in their hands there, because there's actually no room to be standing for a start, and it's very narrow there. So, look, I think myself, Ed, that traffic lights is the only solution for there, and I think after 15 years. But I was guaranteed by the council that they will prioritise signalling at this junction.
The main thing now is the money, and what the council is saying is if we can get money from government, then we will work on getting those lights up there. The government does have specific safety funding available to councils. Your argument would be, I'm sure, that there's very few more pressing safety arguments than there is on that particular junction.
Yeah, that's right. Well, there is a low-cost accident funding available, you know, which provides maximum funding of up to 200,000. And, like, you know, that would be sufficient to do a good job at this roundabout, like, you know, and give relief to both motorists and pedestrians.